Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Hello, this is Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ, and I ask that you please support this ministry by making a donation of any amount today. You can give by way of the Cash App, and our cash tag is $THCOGIC, and that's $THCOGIC. You can also go online to our website. That's trueholinesscogic.org. That's trueholinesscogic.org. Click on the give icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you can use our online form, or you can choose PayPal to make your donation. And remember, a gift of any amount will help us to continue to spread the gospel. And may God richly bless you for your generous gift today. And we at True Holiness thank you for your support of the ongoing work of this ministry. And now for today's message. I ask that you get your Bibles, and we'll read, I'll read in your hearing three passages of scripture. The first will be coming from the book of Romans. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. And the word of the Lord reads, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God." Let us now go to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18. "For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father." For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. And one last passage from the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 12. "In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him." Those three passages of scripture, today I'm going to focus on the word access. Heavenly Father, I come to you right now asking for your help, your anointing, your guidance, that you speak through me to teach your word to your people on this morning. God, I cannot do it without you, but I can do all things through you, for it is you who strengthens me. And God, I just ask that you open their ears, that they can hear what the Spirit has to say to them today. And God, just let me sit down and you stand up in me, God, that I may teach your word on this morning. Teach it in a way that it can be plainly understood. Teach it in a way that it can be utilized, internalized for the building of the kingdom of God. And I will forever give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. And those three passages of scripture from Romans 5, Ephesians 2, and Ephesians 3, I want to talk with you today about the word access. It came to me, you know, the whole concept of access, to be able to do things, to be able to get involved in things, to have an entryway into things. And today, if I could use for a title, I want to say free access. Free access. You know, in the natural, we always want access to things. We you know, we'll pay extra money and be a part of different clubs and organizations to get access. Even we have VIPs, and you have that VIP level of access. You know, you have sometimes you have the gold level, silver level, executive level, club level. All of these different levels provide a different level of access to certain benefits, certain amenities, certain perks. But you have to pay for those perks. Even when we purchase different items, products, cars, they have a whole lot of features that sometimes you don't even access them all. And even with me, I love to listen to the radio when I'm in the car. And I have Sirius XM radio, and I don't just have the basic package. I have the all access plan. All access. That means that I can access all of the content of XM, not only in my radio, but even in my home, over the internet, over all types of streaming devices. I have access to that content. And sometimes we are willing to pay a whole lot of money to be a part of something. Sometimes the more you want, the more you pay. The more access you want, the more you pay for that access. And a lot of times, greater access gives you greater benefits. But sometimes if we look at the things we're paying for and the access that we believe that we need, we are paying for benefits and access sometimes we don't even use. But I want to talk to you today about free access. I want to talk to you today about an access that everybody needs. We spend money and we spend time to gain access to a lot of things that we want. But we will not accept access to what we need, and that access is free. I know where you're saying, where are you coming from, Pastor? I want to say this again. We'll spend a lot of money and we'll spend a lot of time gaining access to what we want. But there are some of us who will not accept access to what we need, and that access to what we need is free. And today, in this first Sunday in November, I'm going to talk about something that a lot of people don't normally talk about in today's world, and that is sin. And why am I talking about free access? Because we can get access and get out of sin, and it's absolutely free. But we'd rather spend money on things and do things that we don't need rather than spend time with God and not only access the things of God, but utilize the things that we already have access to. I want to give you an idea and set the stage here. When I talk about sin, and a lot of people may say, well, what is sin and why do I need access? This free access. Well, sin is anything that just goes against the law of God. And Satan was the first one that sinned. He fell out of heaven because he wanted to exalt himself above the Most High. And then in the garden, he enticed Eve, and she ate of the fruit and gave to her husband, and he did eat. And then sin entered into the world. And my Bible tells me that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God over in Romans 3 and 23. And it tells me that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. That's in Romans 6 and 23. But you say, well, I didn't sin, but we have what we call an inherited sin. And that sin is from our forefather, Adam. He sinned, and because he sinned, we inherit that sin nature. And so how do we get rid of this sin nature? How do we resolve that problem? And that problem is by gaining access to God. And the only way we're going to find access to God is through Jesus Christ. Now, you see, in the Old Testament, there was the temple, and the high priest would go behind the veil once a year to atone for the sins of the people. And he was the only one that was allowed to do that. And so everybody didn't have free access to God. And we need access to God to be reconciled back to him so that we will not experience death. And that death is that death at the end when we will be totally separated from God. So, but in the New Testament, how does this concept of access apply? When Jesus was on the cross and he died, and you can find this in Matthew 27, verse 50 through 51, that veil that was hanging in the temple that separated the outer and the inner courts that only the high priest could go behind. When Christ said it was finished, that veil rent from top to bottom. That veil in the temple rent from top to bottom, which meant that now, because of that, we have access to God. And we need this access in order to get into the kingdom of God. People say, well, I sin. Well, I can be good and get into heaven. I can be good. I don't do all these things, but good won't get you into heaven. And why do I say we need this free access? Because it's only by this free access, if we accept it, can our ticket be punched to get into heaven. And I love this because it's free. My Bible tells me that money can't buy this access. Because in Ephesians 2:8, it says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Oh, this free gift, this free access, you can't pay for it. You can't buy it. But I'm here to tell you today, no matter where you are in your life, no matter how many accomplishments you have, no matter what achievements you have made, no matter how good you think you are in your mind, no matter how good you think you are, if you don't know God, you need this free access. Why am I saying that? Because over in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 5, Jesus answered and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Access. I'm breaking it down because we don't tend to want to talk about this anymore. People have this concept today that I'm spiritual and I believe in a higher power. But what I'm telling you today is I don't care how much money you have, you can't buy this. I don't care how many good deeds you do, it won't get you into heaven. And you people will say, well, look at the people who have wealth. Look at the people who have things that are going for them. All I want you to know is just because you have money doesn't mean that you know God. And just because you have blessings and blessings upon blessings doesn't mean that you know God. And just because you may be poor and destitute and not have anything does not mean that you are not loved and that you don't know God. A lot of people get it confused sometimes. They say the more I have, the more God is blessing me, the more righteous and the more spiritual I am. I want to take you over to the book of Matthew, because I'm setting the stage here Matthew chapter 5 and verse 44. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Listen at verse 45. That ye may be the children of the Father which is in heaven. And that's why he wants you to do those things above, so that you'll be the children of their Father which is heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and send his rain on the just and on the unjust. Why did I bring that scripture into play? Because I want everybody to understand that no matter what, you need Jesus. You see, God's love extends even to his enemies. God will let his enemies be blessed. This is called the universal love of God. God bestows blessings upon everybody indiscriminately. We call this common grace. So wealth or lack thereof is not an indicator of whether or not you know or have a relationship with God. We need to have access to God. What I want people to understand, go with me to John chapter 14. John chapter 14 and verse 6. Talking about this free access. John 14 and 6 reads, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. How do I get out of sin? How do I have a relationship with God? It is only by Jesus Christ himself. We all know John 3 and 16, which says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm talking about access today. Why is Jesus the only way? He said he is. He is the truth of God. He is the life of God. He, in that passage of scripture, is saying that the only way to God the Father is through Jesus Christ. There is only one way. There is not many ways. But to come out of sin, you need to have free access. And the only way you're going to get this free access is if you accept it. If you don't accept it, you can't get it. And many people like to do things or want to do things to have something. But God is saying today, I want you to have a relationship with me. I want to restore that connection back to me. And the only way you can do that is through my son, Jesus Christ. Free access. And there's a whole lot of benefits that come with free access. When we look at the natural and we have all these club level benefits and all these things, we have access to different amenities. But when we accept Jesus Christ, when we take this free access from him, oh my goodness, oh my Lord, what does it open up? First and foremost, what comes with this level of access? When you accept that access to God, you get salvation. You get salvation, which is vitally, vitally important. When I took you over to the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 1, it says, therefore being justified by faith. Oh, when you have this type of access, we want all kind of access in the natural, but when you get this kind of access, it says we are justified by faith. We have peace with God. This access that is free, that you can't even pay for, will give you the peace with God. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. The first thing that you get with this type of access that's free is peace with God. And the only way you can get it is through Jesus Christ. He is the way. You got to accept the free gift by whom we have access by faith. Oh, my goodness. You got to understand this. We'll pay money for all types of things. Things that will deteriorate, things that will go bad, things that will break down. But what I'm here to tell you today is this access gives you salvation. That means that you are saved once you believe. But not only that, justification comes with this free access. What does justification mean? It means that when God looks at me, He sees His Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, you got to get that today, because we are born in sin. But when we accept this free gift, free access to Jesus Christ, what happens? We are saved. We are justified. Oh, but the good thing about it is we're free from eternal damnation. We don't have to worry about the second death. We can say we are heaven bound. We are a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. Y'all got to get this today. Free access gives you all of these things: salvation, justification, the escape from eternal damnation, a citizen of the kingdom of God. I'm talking today, we got to be willing to tell people about sin, for we all have sin. But let me tell you how to get out of the sin that you're in. Oh, and guess what? It's not even going to cost you a penny. It's not even going to cost you. And like me, every time I go to spend some money, I always ask for my military discount. But I don't even need a military discount to take advantage of this free access, because it's a gift from God. Oh, my Lord, I tell you, with this access, it lets you know over in Hebrews 4 and 15, we have not a high priest. He knows how we feel. And he says we can come boldly to the throne of. That's some access there, because when you are saved, you're reconciled to God, and now you can talk to God all by yourself. You don't need nobody else. You can do it on your own. Late in the midnight hour, early in the morning, at noonday, you got an all access pass to Jesus Christ. Oh my, y'all don't feel me today. I love this free access. I can come boldly to His throne. I can say, Daddy, I need. I can say, Daddy, can you help me out? Oh my goodness. With this free access, all you got to do is take it. But I'm reminded of the commercials that I see on TV. A lot of them say that free is good, and it is good. But I like them commercials that say for $19.99, you get this and you get that. But then they say, but wait, that's not all you get. See, I told you with this free access, you get salvation, you get justification, and you also get your ticket punched to heaven. But I just want to take time and tell you this and say, but wait. That's not all you get, because those are the things that you get in the by and by. But oh, if you go with me to Psalm 103, oh, when you get this, oh, free access, that's not all you get. I love how the psalmist says it over in Psalm 103. Oh, hallelujah. I'm so excited. I'm trying to get there. Hallelujah. He said, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Oh my goodness. I get salvation. I get justification. I get my ticket punched to heaven. But wait, that's not all I get. Woo!
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Because I got free access. He keep His angels around me. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah.
Pastor, sound the alarm.
Hallelujah. I sure enough sounded the alarm. Hallelujah. But God is good.
Blow,
I tell you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I just got so excited. But I tell you, I tell you, but wait, that's not all you get. Psalm 103 tell you what He does. He forgives all your iniquities. He healeth all thy diseases. He redeemeth thy life from destruction. He crowneth thee with loving kindness. Oh, come on. Tell me that. I tell you, from that type of free access, my goodness. I know people with all kind of money, hallelujah, spend all their money trying to get healed, spend all their money trying to get cured from diseases, but oh, and then they go bankrupt. Y'all don't believe me? I reminded of the lady with the issue of blood. Spent all her money on physicians, but then when she just said, if I can only just touch the hem of his garment, the virtue went from his body into her body, and she was healed. Come on, that was free access. Oh, hallelujah. That was free access. That's what I'm talking about. You can get healed. Oh, he give you food to sustain your life. Oh, but guess what? That's not all you get. With free access, God who sees and knows all, he send you back the Holy Ghost that dwells on the inside of you. Now, guess what? You got God on the inside helping you to lead your life on the outside. And guess what? It's free access. Ooh, hallelujah. But wait, that's not all you get. You get new mercies every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Oh, my God, free access. That's not all you get. You get an intercessor. You get a mediator by way of Jesus Christ. He's in the heavenly, sitting on the right hand of God, making intercession for you. Oh, and guess what? Because of free access, you are now seated. Oh, my goodness. Oh, hallelujah. You are seated in heavenly places. Come on now. You can't get that. Oh, Jesus. All because of free access. Money can't buy it. Oh, I don't care how much money. They can't print enough money in Congress. There's not enough gold in the world. But with this free access, oh, my God, you get access to God. You get access to the Creator. You get access to the one who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. You get access to the Creator who said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Come on now. Free is good. Hallelujah. Free is good. I tell you today, oh, hallelujah, free is good. There's nothing like free access. And don't let nobody tell you there's but only one way to Jesus. The only one way to God, and that is through his son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to God Almighty. Because I want to take you back to Ephesians 2 and 18. It says, for through him, we both have access by one spirit unto the Father. Reiterating that point again. By him, by who? By Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ alone, we have access to the Father. We don't have to have the high priest. You don't even have to go to the pastor. You can go to the Lord yourself, and it is absolutely free. Just have a little talk with Jesus. Ephesians 3 and 12, in whom we have boldness and access. But get this. So you got to get this last part of Ephesians 3 and 12. In him we have boldness and access with confidence. Ooh. Boldness and access with confidence. Confidence what? In Jesus Christ. Confidence in what? He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Confidence in he rose from the grave with all power in his hand. Confidence is he will never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, they said it this morning. If you missed out, oh, this morning, oh, I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beggeth bread. Where can you get all of this? Where can you get all of this? And even, oh, you know what you got access to? I remember Jesus said, if I wanted to, I can just call down a legion of angels. Guess what? You have access to angels, because all you got to do is cry out to God and he'll send them down to move on your behalf, all that for free. And I'm closing today to let everybody know that we as saints who know God, who are saved, don't forget the access that you have. Some of us forget we got VIP status in Christ. Because we got the Holy Ghost dwelling on the inside. We got such VIP status that even when we don't even know what to pray for, the Holy Spirit will pray for you. Oh, my goodness. in words and languages that you don't even understand. We don't even need the UN. Hallelujah. We don't need a translator. We got the Holy Ghost all what? For free. Take advantage of your benefits. They tell you when you work for the state, all them benefits, you better use them. Well, you got all of these for free. You don't even have to pay a copay. All you got to do is just get on your knees and pray. So for those of us who know Christ today, all we have to do is to begin to take advantage of the benefits. The benefits that we have. And for those of you who do not know Jesus, he's telling you to come today. You don't need no money. All you need is a willing mind and a heart. You want to say, how do I get this level of access? All you got to do is acknowledge that you are a sinner. Ask God for forgiveness and put your trust in God. That is believe. And I'm not talking about a head or intellectual knowledge of God. I'm talking about that you're putting your trust and your commitment in Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. And if you do that, you get access, free access to God the Father. And you can even call him Daddy. You can call him Abba God. And he will hear you. And all of that and more, because I can't even name it all. Everything I said, that's not all you get, but you get all that and more with this free access. May God bless you all today.
For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.